Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'shmaya Gdola, our series of Shi'urim in the Psugya of Leisachmod, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya Gdola, with great Shevech V'Hodoya L'Hashem. We have already seen Niflos in the Sugya, and it is so exciting because now we're really getting to the fundamental principle, the central principle of Leisachmod. All of we've done until now is just to get there. In the first shiur, we asked a lot of kashas, and then in the second shiur, we asked a lot of kashas. And then in the third shiur, we started the mahalach, but still with kashas, and we wanted to understand. That's how we ended off. We wanted to understand why it is that when you want to buy something, why you're not over in Los Achmar? You walk into the store and you see something you like and you want to buy it. Oh, your choy made that item. And then you go and you pay for it. You get the items. Los Achmar, the Rambam says, when you want something, your choy made, you covet it, and then you go and you get it. So it's Los Achmar. So the Rambam says, you're Mabro of Rey, but we saw so it's not Ma'akev. That's just the way. You get your friends to convince him to sell it to you, but if you don't need them to convince him, so then Mesed. So what's the, as we spoke about in the previous year. So, Kim for the Shaila, then why isn't that? I mean, Lo Shamanu that you're over on Lo Sachmod when you go shopping. But today they go online, they see this, they want that, they aim the double self. Not only that, but there's really Lo Sachmod in everything, because everything is just a matter of price. Right? In other words, everybody would sell anything physical, just about, right? Unless some heirloom or something. But almost everybody would sell just about everything material for enough money. Right? So in other words, I'm not gonna sell you my house for $100,000, $200,000. Maybe not even $1 million, I like it so much. Would you offer me $100 million for my house? I'll find another house. So, when someone wants it for less than the price of the seller, you can say, all right, he wants to sell it. Yeah, but he wants it originally for less than the price. All right, everything is a matter of price. So, when he wants it for less than the price, that's Lo Sachmod, right? Maybe. He's chomid, he doesn't even want to sell it then. In other words, he sees the good house, he wants to buy it. He would rather buy it for $100,000, right? Today, you know, in the olden days, $100,000 is a lot of money. Today, $100,000 is nothing for a house. I'm saying it's like, for that you get a bicycle. So, exaggerating. So the point is that maybe you're overall, so you're over in Los Angeles because you want it for less. And that's how commerce works. You know, like in the diamond business, we spoke about how it's all a matter of, you know, trying to get the best deal. So he's made this parcel of diamonds and he wants them. And he wants for this price, and the other seller doesn't want to see. He wants to sell it to him for this price, and he gets it. Where's the Lo Sachmod? So, Rein of Rabbeinu, Agoyin Agadol, Reb David Zatzal, that's whose Torah we're basing ourselves upon. So he brings from his Shver, Reb Mishkovsky, the Rosh Yeshiva, Shiva's in Kfar Hasidim up north. And afterwards, Rein of Rabbeinu was the Rosh Yeshiva, now his son is the Rosh Yeshiva. So Shver said, There's no Lo Sachmod if it's Amid L'Mechira. Something that's for sale, there's no Lo Sachmod. Aval kamuvan tzich biyur ha-geder. Tzich lesbir et geder ha-davar. Az omer moreinu v'rabeinu, v'hine higanu la drum roll. Yesod ha-isur hu lehetavot v'lirtzot davar ha-manu ha-mimenu. The yesod of the Isser of Lo Sachmod is to desire and want something that you cannot have. V'ne'amar b'lav zeh, shelo rak she'asur lakach ha'davar ha'menu mimene mechamat yato shel chavero, ela shegam lachmod v'lirtzot b'davar manu hazeh yeshno isur, v'zehu ha'isur d'lo tachmod. Not only is it usher to take, What belongs to your friend, what's not yours, it has to be, this is the yisod, manua mimenu, something that's not yours, that is being held back from you. Anything that is not for you is lo sachmo. Your friend's wife is not for you. She's beautiful. She's kind. She's great midos. She's fun. She's not for you. She's for your friend. You have your own wife. And if you don't, then hopefully in Mirtz Hashem you'll find one. That's lo sachmod. Your friend's house, it's not for sale. It's not for you. Not only you're not allowed to steal it, you're not allowed to be choymed. You're not allowed to covet it. And that's the issue of lo sachmod. And we see this in the Rambam, Gzela 111. Hataiva mevi lidei chimud. Vehachimud mevi lidei gezel. The taiva brings to chimud. Desire brings to coveting. And coveting brings to thievery. Shim lo rotzu abaylim limkor. If the baylim don't want to sell, even though shemar b'lehem b'domim v'hiftzir b'reim yavoy lidei gezel. Shneamar v'chamdu batim v'gazlu v'im amdu abaylim b'fonav lahatzel m'moynem amenu l'ligzol yavu lidei shfichus domim tzeu l'mad v'maysa achav v'novos. And if the baylim want to sell, even though you raise the price, and if the baylim don't want to sell, even though you raise the price, you keep offering more money, and you send people to pressure them, it's going to bring to stealing. As it says, they desired homes and they stole them. And if the Baalim stand to try to save their money or try to prevent them from stealing, he might come to Shvichus Domim like we see Achav did to Novos. And this is from the Mechilta in Parashas Yisro. That's the godless of the Rambam. Among other godluyos of the Rambam was his massive, massive, without a computer, living in the Middle Ages, Dika Bekias. And then, of course, to take everything he knew and then put it in such a clear seder is incredible. And his language, the Mishnah Torah, she wrote in Lashon HaKodesh, pure, sweet, flowing Hebrew, easy to read, amazing. So he has this Mechilta in his mind. So he quotes the Paskins this Mechilta. And it's mashma that it's a din. It's not just divrei chizuk. It's mashma the Mechilta and the Rambam that there's a din here. That taiva brings to chimud and chimud brings to gezel. And if the baylim don't want to sell it, then he's going to come to gezel. So it's talking about where the baylim don't want to sell it. Yesod ha'isuru al chimud shel davar ha'manua. The yesod ha'isur is desiring, coveting something that is not for you. Because al yachum yivatel samaniya shosu levatla. And al yachum yivatel samaniya, it's not for you, it's not for you. And this stems beautifully with the Ibn Ezra at the end of Parshas Yisro, the Bakanta Ibn Ezra, who writes, "Be Yisod Yisro leSach when Anoshim Ram Yismo Azos Hamitzvah Echi Adam Shleiach Madover Yafu Believe Kol Moshu Nechem the Mar Einif." How is it Shaych not to be Choymed? How are you not over on losachmod? It's an automatic. It's nature. So parenthetically, that's your Pasha Akasha. But according to the Rambam, it's not Akasha because Rambam says you have to give the guy a real hassle. You have to nudge him and then take it. And even the issue of not being misa'ave, lo sisa'ave, what it says in Parshas Veschanan, is when you think how you're going to get it, but just to desire what belongs to your friend, according to the Rambam, isn't an issue. It's also not true, according to the Ravid, that you have to take it without the guy saying, I wrote son. And not even, and of course, not according to Tosis. We learned these shittas in the previous year, that you have to take it without money. He has to give it to you without money. So that's lo sachmo. As Kanarena Kata Ibn Ezra, that there's an Isser in the Etzem Achimun, below Natilo Machshava Belev. You see that not like, it's not like all the Rishonim, not like the Sifri. Sifri says you have to do a Maisa, Lo Sachmud Kesev Zav Alem Achoyse Maisa. At Gav Kana Achoyse Maisa. So Ibn Ezra seems to be against everybody. And he says, just posh it, the Chemda. How are you over just on Chemda? The answer is you're not. That etein lecha mashal. So close parentheses. And now we're going to get into the mashal of the Ibn Ezra. Da. Ki ish kafri sheyesh lo das nechayna. Ugo bas melech shehi yofo. Lo yachmod oisa beliboy. Sheyesh gav imo. Ki yadua sheze lo yitochen. Ve'altachshov ha-kafri hazeh shehu ke'echad min ha-meshugoyim. Sheyis'av sheyeh lo knofayim lo'uf la'shamayim. So he gives the mashal hayadua that you have a simpleton, a villager, and he sees a beautiful princess. Is he going to desire to be with this beautiful princess? He has a chance of getting this princess, like he has a chance to grow wings and fly into the sky, call himself El Al, and show a movie on his chest of a mentalist, what they do at the beginning of the El Al flights. And then flying in the sky, that's what his chance is. He doesn't even desire it. And then Taka the Ibn Ezra says, he's not going to think about this because he'll be like crazy to think about it. Just like crazy to think that he's going to get wings. So again, it's a davar hanimna. It's something that you can't have. If you can't have it, it's lo sachmot. Umevuar shapir. Now we understand beautifully why this lab doesn't apply to the davar amid the mechira. Because if davar amid the mechira, hadavar atzmoi, ain't no davar hanimna mimenu adarab, it's not nimna. It's not something you're not supposed to have, it's something you're supposed to have. It's there for you, it's there for the takings. That's why they put it in their brochure, in their catalog. We live in the Dora, ha consumerist door. It's in the Mela, it's Mali Mali with catalogs and lots of stuff to get you to buy. Everything in our generation is about buying. Buy me, buy me. Once her father said that's what he thought his name was. Because, you know, he's always with his kids and his kids say, buy me, buy me. No, my name's not buy me. My name is daddy. So if it's Oymer the Mechira, there's no lo sachma because it's not a davar nimna mimena. Mashenkein, if it's not for sale, harei mitzad atzmo matzovu shel hadavar matzov shel davar hanimna. And if it's a davar manua, there's a lav of lo sachmot. And therefore, there's an isser, even if he pays him big time, even if he wants, in other words, he goes to the guy they have this, like in the neighborhoods, you know. From neighborhoods, they're trying to get the indigenous population out and get the Jewish population in. That's the way Jews work. We like to have our nice cloistered neighborhoods with all of our anemones, how do you say that? Amenities. You know, with our mikvahs and our kosher supermarkets and our schools and our yeshivas. It's the way it is. So what do they do? But the problem is they're also Gentiles living in America, right? So they go, they knock on doors, they say, is your house for sale? Can I buy your house? So is the lo sachem, what if it's a davar shel goy? But al kopanim, a guy, he's chom made the house, and he wants the house. And then, you know, sometimes the goyim get very upset. Leave me alone. We don't want to sell your houses. Just go away. And sometimes, all right. What do they care? I'm saying the average guy, he doesn't need to live in a firm community. He doesn't need to have a mikvah local. He can basically live anywhere, right? So they just move. I always hear that about guy. I'm always amazed. You know, they just pick up and they move wherever. You know, with Orthodox Jews, we're very limited in the amount of places we can live. I mean, Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, it's easier. Also in Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of places that a firm Jew can live. Yeah, because, well, you need shuls and you need, like I said, mikvahs and schools and kosher food's not a problem. Less of a problem in Israel. Depending on what your standard of kashrus is. But also, you want to live with people like you, right? People, you can tell a lot of times a person's hashkafa by their address. You know, the person's at a Tinek address, the Passaic address, a Lakewood address, an Englewood address, you know, these different neighborhoods. The Hamev and Yavin, what type of people are in each neighborhood? Not to say chashom, anybody's bad. Just people like to be with their same type of people. They get that type of education, that type of shul. So they go and they, they ask the goyim, and they start offering. Now, if they're going to offer enough money, eventually the guy's going to take it, right? Most goyim, right? They hate most Jews. Offer them enough money, offer them five, they give you like your house. It's on the market. It's going for it. It would be worth $500,000, and you offer them $4 million. Oh, $4 million. Now we're talking. But it's a davar hanimna. Even if in the end he agrees. Even if the end the seller agrees, assuming there's lo sachman with a guy. Even in the end, the seller agrees, even though it says in the pasuk re'echa. So l'chora, it's not a guy. And the seller agrees, so it's lo sachman. Why? Because it was a davar hanimna, and you convinced him to sell it. So what's usher is not the chimud itself. Then you have to want the item itself. The chimud is usher because it's a davar manua. Because the other guy owns it, and it's not for sale. And therefore, if you want it, there's an isser. Even if you don't want it, mitzad the chefetz itself. Let's say you want an item. We spoke about this in the previous year. Just because if you have this item, then you're just increasing your portfolio, like they say today. So you have more stuff. You have something valuable. So it's not that you want the item itself. It's that you want this item because this item is worth kach v'kach kesef. You know, you can have buy something, you know, on eBay. It's a collector's item. You don't really care about the item. You just know it's worth a lot of money. You like that. So if it's a davar hamanua, so it's lo sachmor. And this also would explain ma sheherich lahakshos hem in chas chinuch b'mitzvah lamit ches lama manu kol manei ha-mitzvah says kol sugi ha-chimud b'lav echot. There are different types of chimud. The manei ha-mitzvahs have them all together. How do the manei ha-mitzvahs have them together? There's beis re'echa, there's eishes re'echa, there's shoro, there's chamoro. There are a lot of different things to be chomei. So the Menchas Chinuch is bothered. Why have it all in one lav? I love that question. So there's Beis Re'echa, Eish Re'echa, Avdo, Shor, B'chom, B'chol, Shelo Re'echa. But based on what we said, it's not a kasha. If the Isser Chimud was klape the chefet, so there's different chafotzim. Your wife is not your horse, even though there's a pasuk. L'susavisi barichve paro, d'misich rayasi. That I compare my wife to the horse of Paro. So on Shabbos in Shul, we were discussing this pasuk, and somebody first, one person commented, that person might have been me, that don't compare your wife to a horse. It's not so good for Shalom Bayis. And then somebody else said that this pasuk is telling you how, just like the horse of Paro was drowned because it helps Paro, so to the wife, Dimisich Rayasi, she's like a horse. That she helps the husband, so she's just like this, the horse goes down with Paro, the wife is going to go up with the husband for all of his mitzvahs. So that was what the person said. In any event, so the Torah doesn't say sus. I'm just added on sus because I remember that. It says, Eishes Recha Abdo Amasur Shor Chamor, why not many different Isurim? The answer is, it's not Klapei the Chayvetz. Then it would be different Lavim. Why? Because the Yesod HaDavar is this you're not supposed to have and you want it. So the moment you want something you're not supposed to have, it doesn't matter if it's wife, if it's his knife, if it's his life, it doesn't matter what you want. If it's something that you're not allowed to have, then it's lo sachmor. And with this, we cannot understand what the Maharshach brings from the Mishnah Lamelech in the first paragraph of Zeila and Halacha Tes, that there's a lo sachmor b'soichar dover shehuchsak l'chavero b'schiruso k'shigiz man l'chadsha. You're over in lo sachmor if you're renting something, you're renting an apartment, and then the time is up. And now you have to renew the contract. And you really want to stay in that apartment. You really like it there. You're living there. And you're really desiring that apartment, but you don't have a contract on that yet. So the Maharshach says, brought by the Mishnah Lamelech, there's Lo Sachmor. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, Yesh lefak pek bo razu! Ki lo matzinu shi yikare rasha mishsach habayis v'bachar v'lokcha. We don't find somebody who's called a rasha if he's renting a house and then somebody else comes and takes this house. Ma baya, you're allowed to go and rent. You're allowed to desire to be mechadish yischirus. Ukenes hagadola choshen mishpat lamedalat also writes me. Oh no, shemanav lorini lahanis shum odim lokach bais uchanus shechaver adorba vayin shem shkas of time mishim shbiyoyv demei urak mi derabonan ubischirus lo asur derabba klal derabonan. If you pay, it's only derabonan. the Isser, and Schirus the rabbis never asked. No Isser lo sachmot b'schirus. No Isser lo sachmot b'schirus. And look in the Steichemet. Whenever I say look in the Steichemet, all of a sudden I feel like I'm saying, go look in a candy store and buy whatever you want. That's the Steichemet. Steichemet, you walk into a candy store, and then you see lots and lots of candies, and your father owns the store. And he doesn't care about the dentist. Your mother is a dentist, so you don't have to worry about dental bills. So that's the Steichemet. Marechetz lamed klal kuf lamed. But based on what we said, Lorak Shalosh Shemana Velo Matzinu, Elo Shach Bezekla, it's not Shach. Why not? Because it's not Dabar HaManuami Menu. Hare, this house is for rent. If this house is for rent, then it's not Manua. It's not being held back from you. Dafka, the guy wants to rent it. That's how he's paying his own rent, or that's how he's increasing his wealth. But however you look at it, he wants to rent it. Since he wants to rent it, there's Lo Lo Sachmod, Ein Al Maladaber, Beze Yisod Advarim, Beze HaGeder Shelo Sachmod. ועם זה אנחנו נמשיך הלאה בעזרת השם בשיעורים הבאים, אנחנו נראה פלאי פלאות. But like I always say, תפסתם ולא תפסתם. This is mamish. This was like the key shiur. Of course, we have not answered all the kashas in the first two shiurim. We can't say we're finished. We still have a lot to go. But this was a nice leg in the journey. Mirtz Hashem, next time we're going to continue, and we're going to see Hamshech and Filoz Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. I really, really appreciate it. Shalom, shalom.